Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Disciple Fellowship, where faith is alive, truth is spoken, and Jesus Christ is glorified. Now, whether you're a lifelong believer or you're just beginning to explore what it means to follow Jesus, we are certainly honored that you are here. Now, this is more than simply a podcast. This is one of many ways we are looking to achieve outreach. We're podcasting, Facebook, YouTube, but we are also planting a church locally in the Felton, Delaware region. But, you know, we're charged with spreading the gospel to all nations, to everyone, and we are going to try to use every tool in our toolbox to reach as many people as we can. So again, this is really the beginning of a mission to plant a church, to preach the full counsel of God and call this generation to biblical discipleship, which is lacking in so many churches, which I have seen firsthand and why I have answered the call. My name is George Hobbs. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our very first episode. Now, yes, I've been podcasting for a long, long time, and we have, used the word as a base for many of our podcasts, but now we are 100% dedicated to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and making fishers of men. Obviously, in our introductory episode, we want to talk about what our mission is, the aforementioned making disciples of all nations, right? Because Jesus didn't just call on us to believe him. If you read the word, you'll see he commanded us to follow him. It's up to you whether or not you follow those commands. All right, that's the heartbeat of New Disciple Fellowship. We are here to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and to make new disciples who will in turn eventually make new disciples, just as our Lord and Savior instructed us in the Great Commission. Now, anytime I speak, I will always cite what I say with Scripture. I have sat through hundreds of sermons where not even one Scripture was referenced. Now, I'm not saying in your church, if your pastor goes the entire 20 minutes or whatever, how long they go without citing Scripture, you should simply leave. No, give them a chance. Talk to the elders. Talk to the pastor directly. It's important. If you go back and listen to the classic pastors, even if you go back and read, you know, the writings of the First Great Awakening, when those pastors gave sermons, they referenced Scripture every 60 seconds to cite everything that they were saying. Because if you do it that way, you can ensure you're preaching the Word of God and not simply given an opinion. The second thing I should note before I continue, I personally choose to teach from the King James Version. Well, why is that? It's difficult for me to read. I've always enjoyed challenges. I enjoy putting effort into things. I think it helps us. Learning helps us. Every time something gets translated, it loses a little bit of its meaning. And if you take the time to do a little research, you will see that there are actually verses in some of these translated Bibles that aren't even in the King James Bible. I had my notes somewhere. Unfortunately, there we go. Matthew 17:21 removed. Matthew 18:11 removed. Lots of verses from Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. So I'll even read from the Geneva Bible, but we teach from the King James Version because it does preserve the rich, reverent language that shaped English, speaking Christianity for four centuries. It was between that and the Geneva Bible, the Puritan's Bible, right? Now, the King James Version is rooted in something called Textus Receptus, okay? It's a manuscript tradition that is trusted by the early church, and it reflects a commitment to accuracy, doctrinal clarity, and majesty in its translation. So this is something that is time-tested and has not only endured but continues to carry the weight of authority of Scripture with unmatched poetic and spiritual depth. So I'm just letting you know, when I read, we will be reading from the King James Version. So we were instructed in the Great Commission to share the gospel and to make new disciples. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20 states, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." So our mission here at New Disciple Fellowship is not just about gathering believers together. It's about forming followers who live, who breathe, and walk in obedience to Jesus Christ. Okay? And secondly, we get our authority from Scripture, right? The whole counsel of God. And we are unapologetically committed to preaching the entire Word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, Old Testament, New Testament, Law, Prophets, Wisdom, Gospels, Epistles, it all matters. All of it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 and 17. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." So, we don't cherry-pick verses here. We don't skip the hard topics, okay? The world today is full of preachers who choose to avoid confrontation with sin, who soften the truth to be more palatable. Not here, because God, I should say the Word of God, is our final authority. We are surrounded by churches who skip the hard parts, who don't rebuke sin. And they just say, Jesus loves everything. Well, I have breaking news for you, folks. Jesus loves you, but he does not love sin. And the proof is there's only two places you can go when you leave this world. You can either go to heaven or you can go to hell. And that's kind of what, during the first Great Awakening in the 1750s, really freaked a lot of people out. They're like, what's up with all this fire and brimstone? That's what they called them, the fire and brimstone teachers. I'm not saying dwell on it, right? But know that, you know, the actions that you go through in this world have permanent and eternal consequences, okay? And it's important that we get to what's right and what's wrong from a biblical worldview, not from the world view. You have to stay away from that, right? Why is that, George? Well, we live in a time where right and wrong are defined by feelings and trends and popular vote. But the truth doesn't change, and God's standard remains. Let's look at Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Okay? Here at New Disciple Fellowship, we will not stay silent. When culture says abortion is healthcare, we will say it's murder. When the world redefines marriage, we hold to what God defined in Genesis 2, verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Okay? Now, it should be noted, we don't say these things out of hate, right? A church should be a hospital for the spiritually sick. However, you cannot condone sins. Repentance comes from the heart. Remorse, actions against those sins, not from the lips. You can't say, I'm sorry, and continue to live the same sinful life. Now, through grace, right, we're going to continue to fall, but through grace, we're saved. But if you're not making an effort, then you're lying to God. That's the bottom line. People don't want to hear that. Repentance means you try to change, right? So you have to be careful when you hear, when you say the repentance prayer, the sinner's prayer, I think they call it, right? Where you just recite these words and you're magically saved. Okay? It has to come from the heart. You have to speak those words with conviction and mean them, right? And again, we don't say these things out of hate, but out of love rooted in truth, right? Love that is not grounded in truth is simply sentiment. Now, Jesus loved people, but he also said, go and sin no more. It's John 8:11. So let's talk about one of our big purposes here, and that's getting out to the local community, which obviously podcasts and Facebook and YouTube is great, but I should say, and my wife and family want to make a difference here in the community. Where like-minded people can physically join together, go out, share the gospel together. But remember, the early church wasn't about buildings, right? You see some of these mega pastors and their million-dollar buildings, right? It's about a movement. It's about action. And we want to reflect that same spirit. Look at Acts 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Okay? So, what I see in our local churches, they are waiting for people to come to them. Okay? And if you open up a small business and you don't advertise, if you don't get out into the community, you're probably going to fail. It's the same mentality with the gospel. You can't put up a building and just hope somebody drives by and gets the urge to stop in. You have to get out, meet people, shake hands, so they know what you're about and they feel comfortable enough to come into your building. And I'm here to tell you, we are not waiting for people to come to us. We're going to go into the community. We're going to go into neighborhoods, workplaces, parks, shelters, prisons. Right? Not just the gated communities. You need to be, we need to be wherever people are hurting, broken, or lost. Right? What was a popular catchphrase in the 90s and 2000s? What would Jesus do? Would he spend Sundays watching 9 hours of football? And it's more than just, and I'm guilty of this too, more than just handing out Bible tracts. It's about forming relationships that are rooted in Christ's love. And listen, I'm guilty like Gideon and, Peter. The doubt, we're being told, and are you sure, Lord? Are you sure? Right? How many times did they ask Peter, do you love me? Three times, right? Man, it's the urgency. Why the urgency? Listen, I'm 56 years old, and I've lived through a lot of evil in my life. And the people who are older, who they've lived through more. I think it's apparent that time is short. The world is growing darker. And again, I'm not telling you to dwell on this, to bring you down. But I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. People are confused out there. We came home from shopping today. People making random U-turns, driving off the road, incoherent. People are living in a daze.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
They are trapped in a matrix that they're living in a false reality. They're divided, right? They follow politics, the divide, the great divide and conquer scheme, right? Trump, Biden, Obama, Bush, this person, that person. People are more invested on a person they'll never meet in their life than focusing on the Word of God. What does Psalms 118:8 say? Put your trust in God, not in man. People are anxious. People are desperate for hope. 2 Timothy 4:3 and 4 say, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine." That's right now. "But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away from their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." That time is now. But again, we're not discouraged because the light of Christ shines brighter in the dark, right? So I'm not waiting for someone else to rise up. We are stepping out in faith. We're planting a church, starting a podcast, Facebook, YouTube. We're building a fellowship of true disciples, and we want you to be a part of it. We want to make you a disciple, and then we want to send you out to be fishers of men. Now, let's not assume that we all know what the word disciple means, and this isn't a shot at anybody. Because a disciple is more than a churchgoer. There's a lot of people who simply go to church at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, they stay for an hour and they leave, and they say, "I'm a disciple." That's not a disciple. A disciple is a student, a follower, someone who submits to the teachings of their master. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." That is not easy. If you read that verse, Luke 9:23, that is not easy, right? What does that mean? It means denying your own desires. It means putting Christ first in everything. That means above your career at work, above your comfort, and above your own will. And you know what I say often? I say, if you're too comfortable, you're not doing enough for the Lord. Because the Bible says if you go out and teach the gospel, you're going to be persecuted. Well, if you're comfortable, then you're not being persecuted. If you're not being persecuted, then we're not trying hard enough. And again, I'm not taking shots at anybody. We all could be doing more. But it's not easy. That's like everything in life, right? But here's the reward. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So again, you might be thinking, okay, podcast, YouTube, I got that, but why plant a church? Isn't there a church on every corner? Absolutely. There's 20 churches within a 5-mile radius of me. But what I should say is that there are 20 buildings that call themselves churches within a 5-mile radius of me. People love having the title pastor. They love the recognition. They like standing up behind an altar. And again, this is not a shot. We have wonderful pastors in this state, but they are far and few between. And in this country, in the world, right? How many of them are preaching the whole Word of God? How many of them are constantly citing Scripture to support their sermons? How many are creating real disciples and not just spectators? Okay? We're not starting a church for entertainment. I don't want a grand stage. I don't want a lighting department. I don't want a music department. I don't want spotlights. I don't want directors. I want to make fishers of men. We are starting it for equipping, first saving souls, and then equipping those souls to share the word. Ephesians 4, verses 11 and 12 say that, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ." This church plant is in a response to the Holy Spirit's leading. It's a response to the need for sound doctrine, which is needed badly in this world, and for bold outreach, right? And all the secular issues will follow afterwards, okay? But again, I don't want to do this alone. We are forming a fellowship, a band of believers who will encourage each other, right? Sharpen, iron sharpens, right? And uplift one another. Iron sharpens iron. Amen, right? Let's look at Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, and ye see the day approaching." So again, this is not just about Sunday mornings. This is about everyday obedience, living in a Christ-like manner. Because, you know, being a good person inside the church is the easy part. It's when you're out in the world amongst the people of Walmart and your grocery store and at work to be a leader, to walk in a Christ-like manner, to know that guy is different from the others, and to be able to have the courage to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in those places we just mentioned, right? We want to pray together, we want to study together, we want to serve together, and we will go out into the world together. But again, to kind of come full circle, this is all built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. The fact is, we're all born into sin. But God, in all of his mercy, sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who lived the life that we couldn't live, and he died the death that we deserve, and he rose from the grave, defeating sin and death. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And guess what? Salvation is a free gift. We don't earn it. We receive it by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So what can you expect from our teachings in this podcast form, which eventually I hope to simply be recording from behind a pulpit in our physical church in the future? But in the meantime, you can expect verse-by-verse Bible teaching. You can expect candid conversations on, and this is going to be very light, but if there is something that is very, if the elephant is in the room and we should broach it, we will. Right? Through a biblical lens. We'll tell you some stories from the field, real testimonies from community outreach. We'll talk about some practical discipleship tips and resources. My main resource, I have two I'll share with you. One is the book Disciple Shift, and there's another accompanying book with it. We'll go through that as well. And we'll continue to keep you guys updated on our church plant journey. But what I'll promise you is we'll never water down the word. Now, again, I'm not perfect. I'm flawed just as much, if not more than everyone else. But I will always point to Jesus. And we're going to invite you into a life that is radical, joyful, and eternally rewarding. So please subscribe to this podcast. The links to our YouTube channel and Facebook will be in the show description. I ask that you pray for our church plant. We are stepping out in faith, and I know God, we're going to have rough patches, and you know, every journey has its ups and downs. Expectation management, right? But that's how life works, and you learn from it, and then you're able to teach it to the next fellow. And you can send your prayer requests and comments to our email address, which is newdisciplefellowshipchurch@gmail.com. That will be in the show notes as well. Down the road, you can support us financially. We're working on that. But most importantly, you share the gospel where you are. Be a light in your neighborhood, right? And discipleship is costly. Look at Jesus' disciples and how their lives ended. And again, I mentioned being persecuted in this world, but when you have faith in God, you're not afraid of anything. It genuinely takes your fear away. And again, the good book says, it never said it would be easy, but it does say that it's worth it. Right? Luke 14, verse 27 says, "And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." That's real talk. That's the road we're on. But we don't walk that road alone, do we? Praise God. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for the listeners that you've given to us, that who have been drawn to this word. We pray for boldness. We pray for wisdom. We pray for compassion as we step out in faith to plant this church. Help us reach this generation and make disciples in the name of Jesus. Use this platform to awaken hearts and call many to follow you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. There we go. Thank you so much for joining us, our very first baby step of New Disciple Fellowship. And again, don't forget to subscribe and share and stay connected with us. And again, all the links will be in the show description to learn how to join the movement or to simply ask for prayers. Prayer is powerful. So until the next time, my friends, stay faithful, stay grounded, and stay ready. Jesus loves you.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.